Hi, this is Srinivas Devathy. In this audio, I want to discuss the financial benefits to automotive industry OEMs when they adopt cool technology. This audio would be of great interest to the automotive industry OEM executive teams, and in particular to the respective CEO, CFO, and CTO. Automotive industry OEMs will adopt cool technology and transition into manufacturing cool cars by making transition at an individual manufacturing plant level. Certain investments must be made at an individual manufacturing plant level to produce cool cars. The investment per plant may range from $10 to $20 million, a good amount of which would go in as capital investment in procuring machinery to fabricate vests at the body shop stage. The machinery could range from thermoforming machines, vacuum forming machines, injection molding machines, extrusion machines, and robots to join the two layers of the vest and to attach the vests to the car body and panels. Further, the OEM will have to work with the plant manager to implement and roll out a cool car manufacturing and conversion plan, which would comprise of making changes to the production line process and assembly line sequence steps. At a plant level, the production plan and the transition plan should be well integrated to enable 100% cool car production in 2 to 3 years. It must be noted that this investment per plant is very small, in fact, minuscule when compared to the benefits it drives for the OEMs. Let's break down the costs and benefits into three categories: capital costs benefits, operational costs benefits, and impact to unit car price and profitability. The capital cost investments made by OEMs today to build a new manufacturing plant could be averaged at $1 billion investment to build a plant with manufacturing throughput of 200 to 250,000 cars. It is said that an approximate 20 to 25% of the capital investment goes into building the paint shop at such manufacturing plants that make conventional cars. If OEM plans to manufacture only cool cars from a new plant, their capital investment would be only $0.75 to $0.8 billion, as they do not need to have the paint shop in it. When OEM adopts cool technology in an existing manufacturing plant, they could decommission the entire paint shop when the manufacturing transitions to making 100% cool car production. When the cool car manufacturing hits 100% at an existing plant in 1 or 3 years, they could realize capital cost savings of 20 to 25% when the paint shop is decommissioned. Now, let's talk about the operational costs of conventionally painted cars. Conventional painting requires thousands of liters of fluids to complete the painting on cars. These materials include protective coating fluids, primer coat fluids, base coat, second coat, and clear coat to complete the conventional painting. These steps require lots of hazardous fluids and paints to be procured, which forms significant operational costs or expenditure. These month-on-month or quarter-on-quarter car manufacturing operational expenses are fully eliminated when the OEM adopts cool technology and transitions to 100% cool car production. Let's talk about per unit car painting costs. Per unit cool car painting costs are derived by factoring in per kilo price of base polymers and per kilo price of additives required to deliver key properties, and fabricating costs and installation costs. It must be noted that the price varies by grade of materials used, whether you consider base polymers or chemical additives. By approximating the cost to fabricate and install vests and comparing them to per unit price of conventional painting, an estimated 10% reduction in per unit painting costs could be realized by the OEM. Today, CFOs can easily take a 10% cost reduction per unit of production on any day. Additionally, it must be understood that OEMs would launch cool cars as their highest end variants in the models they carry. When they do so, they could easily mark up the sale price of these cars by a minimum of 15%. The marking up could be even higher, up to 20 or even 25%. With the per car cost reduction and marked up sale price, the cool technology would drive a minimum of 25% increase in profitability to OEMs. In summary, Transitioning into cool technology or adopting cool technology in new plants would drive 25% in capital cost savings, would reduce the car production operational expenditure significantly, and deliver a minimum of 25% spike in profitability. These metrics make a compelling case to all CEOs, CTOs, and CFOs of automotive industry to adopt cool technology. Let's take a few minutes to talk about the production plan, transportation plan, dealer side order management, and inventory management functions. All of these will be simplified as cars would be produced by model variants only and not by combinations of models, variants, and colors. This is a benefit that cannot be ignored by the dealer. The dealer must install a robotic color changing system, and he could deliver the car in the color or shade of customer's choice from 1800 shades. The chosen color could be injected on the day of delivery at the dealership. The customer, of course, gets to buy a car in the choice of their color and has the luxury of changing the color of their car repeatably into any other color or shade as they would like. The cool technology benefits all stakeholders and hence will be embraced by everyone. The executive teams in automotive industry must make a note of this and drive the adoption of cool car technology at most of their manufacturing plants. You can find more content at my website on cool car design page. Thanks for listening into this audio. Stay tuned for more updates on the progress and rollout of cool technology.